The title of this essay is The Spiritual Path. There is no spiritual path. There is only your awareness in this moment. It determines what you are capable of experiencing, the percentage of truth that you can discern. Everyone that has a similar awareness you will see and you will hear. We call that resonance. You will not resonate with people who have awareness much lower than your own, and you not see and hear someone with an awareness much higher than your own. You will resonate with what has been created by another with a similar awareness. A book that was written by someone with a much higher awareness will not resonate with you today. You might still find it, but the words will seem like gibberish for the most part. Pick up the same book at a later date, having evolved to a higher awareness, and the same book will become digestible and perhaps contain the words needed to help you presently. Look back to the things you were attracted to when you were younger. Do you notice a natural progression in your tastes in music, literature, and movies? This is because of your expanded awareness. Those who do not grow spiritually never outgrow the taste of their youth. Songs, movies, and books I liked as a kid, for the most part, have me wondering why I ever saw any value in them. You do not do anything to evolve. Evolution happens to you, not by you. It is a natural unfolding process or expansion of hearing and seeing, and comprehension of what is being experienced. The items and people that suddenly appear because your awareness expanded were there all along. You simply did not see them or hear them. Now with a higher awareness, you suddenly have items and people come into your experience. This seemingly forward progress into experience that expand your awareness feels like a path taking place over time, when in reality it is only you now, and now, and now, capable of being aware of new things that you presently resonate with. The expansions are cyclic. There are times when you get a rush of epiphanies, new experiences and abilities. Those times I refer to as the high tide. There are times when new awareness is being assimilated into your aggregate awareness. Those times I refer to as low tide. The high tides is when you feel like you are doing something right to progress along the path. The low tides is when you feel like you are slacking behind and should be doing something to help yourself along the path. The truth is, the low tides that the work is being done to you, not by you, but to you. The payoff is a new high tide once the present awareness of the last high tide has been assimilated. The awareness gets assimilated by being attracted to new experiences, people, and items that resonate with you. Once you understand or discern your new awareness, then the next new awareness becomes available through a new high tide. All you are ever doing is playing catch-up to your present awareness. Once you have caught up, the eyes and ears expand again. You never did anything to attract those people, experiences, and items into your awareness. They were there all along. The only thing you can ever really do is try and discern what the people, experiences, and items are saying to you or showing you. What is your present awareness of what resonates with you presently? Learning to be aware of these expansion of awareness cycles can make the difference between strolling down the fictional spiritual path or being dragged by the hair.